Resuming now where I broke off in my last, I am in my way to remark to you that it was late in the evening before I arrived at my new lodgings, and Mrs. Cole, after helping me to range and secure my things, spent the whole evening with me in my apartment, where we supped together, in giving me the best advice and instruction with regard to this new stage of my profession I was now to enter upon. And passing thus from a private devotee to pleasure into a public one, to become a more general good, with all the advantages requisite to put my person out to use, either for interest or pleasure, or both. But then, she observed, as I was a kind of new face upon the town, that it was an established rule, and part of the trade, for me to pass for a maid, and dispose of myself as such on the first good occasion, without prejudice, however, to such diversions as I might have a mind to in the interim, for that nobody could be a greater enemy than she was to the losing of time. That she would, in the meantime, do her best to find out a proper person, and would undertake to manage this nice point for me, if I would accept of her advice to such good purpose that, in the loss of a fictitious maidenhead, I should reap all the advantages of a native one. In short, we parted that night, after having settled a perfect, unreserved agreement, and the next morning Mrs. Cole came and took me with her to her house for the first time. Here, at the first sight of things, I found everything breathed an air of decency, modesty, and order. In the outer parlour sat three young women, very demurely employed on millinery work, which was the cover of a traffic in more precious commodities. But three beautifuller creatures could hardly be seen. Two of them were extremely fair, the eldest not above 19, and the third, much about that age, was a piquant brunette, whose black sparkling eyes and perfect harmony of features and shape left her nothing to envy in her fairer companions. To these pupils of hers, whom she had prepared, she presented me as a new boarder, and one that was to be immediately admitted to all the intimacies of the house. Upon which these charming girls gave me all the marks of a welcome reception, and indeed of being perfectly pleased with my figure, that I could possibly expect from any of my own sex. But they had been effectually brought to sacrifice all jealousy or competition of charms to a common interest, and considered me a partner that was bringing no despicable stock of goods into the trade of the house. They gathered round me, viewed me on all sides, and as my admission into this joyous troop made a little holiday, the show of work was laid aside, and Mrs. Cole, giving me up with special recommendation to their caresses and entertainment, went about her ordinary business of the house. After dinner, Mrs. Cole, seconded by the young ladies, acquainted me that there was a chapter to be held that night in form for the ceremony of my reception into the sisterhood, and in which, with all due reserve to my maidenhead, that was to be occasionally cooked up for the first proper chapman, I was to undergo a ceremonial of initiation they were sure I should not be displeased with. Embarked as I was, and moreover captivated with the charms of my new companions, I was too much prejudiced in favour of any proposal they could make to much as hesitate an assent, which therefore, readily giving in the style of a carte blanche, I received fresh kisses of compliment from them all, in approval of my docility and good nature. This point thus adjusted, the young women left Mrs. Cole to talk matters with me. She explained to me that I should be introduced that very evening to four of her best friends, one of whom she had, according to the custom of the house, favoured with the preference of engaging me in the first party of pleasure, assuring me at the same time that they were all young gentlemen, agreeable in their persons, and that united, and holding together by the band of common pleasures, they composed the chief support of her house, and made very liberal presents to the girls that pleased and humoured them, so that they were, properly speaking, the founders and patrons of this little seraglio. Not but that she had, at proper seasons, other customers to deal with, whom she stood less upon punctilio with than with these. For instance, it was not on one of them she could attempt to pass me for a maid. They were not only too knowing, too much town bred to bite at such a bait, but they were such generous benefactors to her that it would be unpardonable to think of it. Amidst all the flutter and emotion which this promise of pleasure, for such I conceived it, stirred up in me, I preserved so much of the woman as to feign just reluctance enough to make some merit of sacrificing it to the influence of my patroness, whom I likewise, still in character, reminded of it perhaps being right for me to go home and dress, in favour of my first impressions. But Mrs. Cole, in opposition to this, assured me that the gentlemen I should be presented to were, by their rank and taste, infinitely superior to being touched with any glare of dress or ornaments, such as silly women rather confound and overlay than set off their beauty with, that these veteran voluptuaries knew better than not to hold them in the highest contempt. They with whom the pure native charms alone could pass current, and who would at any time leave a sallow, washy, painted duchess on her own hands for a ruddy, healthy, firm-fleshed country maid. And as for my part, that nature had done enough for me to set me above owing the least favour to art, concluding withal that for the instant occasion there was no dress like an undress. I thought my governess too good a judge of these matters not to be easily overruled by her, after which she went on preaching very pathetically the doctrine of passive obedience and not resistance to all those arbitrary tastes of pleasure, which are by some styled the refinements, and by others the deprivations of it, between whom it was not the business of a simple girl who was to profit by pleasing to decide, but to conform to. Whilst I was edifying by these wholesome lessons, tea was brought in, and the young ladies, returning, joined company with us. After a great deal of mixed chat, frolic, and humour, the time came for the girls to retire and to prepare for the revels of the evening. I stayed with Mrs. Cole till Emily came and told us the company was met, and waited for us.